And there's more bad news today for Wells Fargo. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Labor Department is looking into whether the bank steered customers into higher-cost retirement accounts and pressured them to buy funds that generated more revenue for the company. And a week ago, the bank agreed to pay a $1 billion fine for charging people for car insurance they didn't need, among other things. The Federal Reserve also penalized the bank earlier this year over those millions of fake bank accounts. Emily Glazer co-reported today's story in the Journal. Emily, this is when you put it all together like that, pretty damning. But start with the 401k plans, the retirement plans. The Labor Department looking into how Wells Fargo administers these 401k plans on behalf of other companies. So what are the concerns again?
Thanks, Robin. Indeed, there is a lot going on here. In terms of these 401k plans, Wells Fargo has relationships with a variety of companies where it administers their employees' retirement savings. In this case, the bank had a program where it would roll over employees' less expensive 401k plans to more expensive IRA plans. And in some cases, the bank would also put those clients in their own proprietary products or third-party products where they would just make more additional fees.
Well, I remember when we were talking about proposed regulations that people who handled money of other people had to actually have their better interest in mind. And everybody was astonished that that already didn't happen. But here you have the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Doesn't it say you have to put the client's interest ahead of your own?
Indeed. And there was a lot going on, under the Obama administration with the Department of Labor's fiduciary rule that got put on hold. But you're right. When it comes to the ERISA, what it's known as Employee Retirement Income Security Act, that's administered by the Labor Department. And that law, goes across with the Internal Revenue Service, Pension Benefits Guarantee Corporation. It's very serious. And there's an issue with conflict of interest. And if you're doing the best thing for the client, and if it's found that you're not, there are a bunch of different types of penalties for these so-called ERISA violations. It could be civil penalties like fines or some sort of payment plan to a beneficiary, or even criminal penalties for these kinds of violations. So it's very serious.
Yeah. Look, this is added to the fake bank accounts, the auto insurance people didn't need. It's sounding like the housing crisis, selling mortgages that people knew were going to fail, robocalling people, to get them to buy mortgages. I'm sorry if I'm being, stunned here, but how do you get to be a bank and do this?
You are not the only person asking that question, Robin. Every time we have articles come out, I hear from customers, employees, others asking, how is this happening? How is there another problem at the bank? I don't have the exact answer. I don't have the magic ball. But what I can tell you from our reporting is that there are a lot of problems at Wells Fargo. It's across many different businesses. If you look at any large bank and if you were to pull back the kimono, you would definitely find a lot of problems. However, Wells Fargo stands apart. There are cultural issues. There had been a lot of management problems. They've replaced a lot of managers. And at the core of it was that they had a completely flawed risk management program, which is how you find and prevent problems to begin with. So if that's broken, and if there are all these people in different business units getting away with bad activity and no one's really catching them properly, that's how a lot of this was able to keep going, and why the Federal Reserve had an enforcement action against the bank that was unprecedented, barring it from growing.
We're going to continue to follow this with Wall Street Journal's reporter Emily Glazer. Emily, thanks.
Thank you.